Welcome back. Joining me for our daily markets wrap is Craig Pfeiffer from Sasfin Wealth. Thank you so much for your time, Craig. We are seeing a bounce back in those US markets. But before we go into that, I mean, just yesterday we had all those bourses in a bear market territory with the S&P 500 seeing a new low for 2022. And I mean, for me, it just seems that just as you think that markets are oversold and that they can't find anything else to put it under pressure, more selling happens. And I just like to know from you, is there anything that the markets haven't fully priced in yet in terms of the implications of the rate hiking spree? That's still putting that pressure on the markets.
Well, I think the first leg down that we saw was to that low in around June.
Yeah.
And for me, that was mostly about the markets getting used to those higher bond yields. And we actually then, after that, saw the S&P go up to about 4,300.
Yeah.
It wasn't that long ago. And then it fell in a heap, mostly after Jackson Hole, mm-hmm. that symposium, and Jerome Powell and all of his central bank mates really calling a hard line on interest rates, on inflation, and probably to a central banker, you know, saying we're going to fight this inflation thing, whatever it takes. And not even talking about growth or anything else, and really trying to manage inflation expectations. So I think that's their job. When they go into the back room, they say, what are we going to say today? Mm. We're going to just tell them, you know, we're going to keep putting up these interest rates. We're going to keep them high until inflation comes down.
Yeah.
You've been naughty, and this is what we've got to do. So I think they're sticking to that tone.
Yeah.
And, the market's waiting for them to relent just a little bit and say, okay, we're getting to the – we can see an inflation peak. We can see interest rates coming down. Even if it's 6 months away, at least we can get a view of what we're in for here.
Yeah.
So I think we haven't had that bit of news, and every little comment from any central banker has been really harsh, stick-waving stuff.
Yeah.
And I think that's you know, the market was still – the ratings were still a little elevated.
Yeah.
And I think we've seen a fair de-rating now.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of that bad news is in the market.
Yeah.
I think we're still going to bumble along, a lot of volatility. But who can call the bottom? But hopefully we're closer to that.
Craig, I'm quite surprised because when I was reading those bourses, I actually thought I would see some red when it comes to the Nasdaq, because today we had a report by Bloomberg that Apple will be capping production of the iPhone, and that stock was actually under pressure. So I'm actually wondering why it didn't filter through to the Nasdaq and what you think of that announcement.
Well, I think we'd seen this week and a bit towards the end of last week that Apple had actually held its own when the rest of the market was falling off.
Yeah.
And that was also on analyst reports that they were going to increase their production of the iPhone 14.
Mm.
And they were also going to increase the production change the mix more to the Max Pro,
yes.
which is their top-end phone. And obviously with the higher margins and, you know, the biggest ticket price. So the market liked that.
Mm-hmm.
And today the news was more about a bit of a reversal of that story.
Ah, okay.
And they're only going to produce the 90 million or whatever it is,
yes.
Phones. That's the same as last year's number. So Apple just coming off. So I think it didn't have much of an impact on the rest of the Nasdaq.
All right. So let's talk about the UK's fiscal plan. Of course, that's the one thing that's been bugging investors lately. So investors really assessing the impact, what impact that will have on the UK economy and just the broader global economy. So you had today the Bank of England intervening, saying that they will engage in a bond buying plan. And I'm just interested in, from your perspective, what position has this fiscal plan put the Bank of England in? And what is it hoping to achieve with this bond buying plan?
Well, the Bank of England's been in a tight spot. They've been in that committee with all other central bankers. We've got to fight inflation. We're putting up interest rates. So they've been on their mission.
Yeah.
But then you've got the fiscal authorities, government, then coming out with this huge expansionary policy.
Yeah.
And, you know, cutting back taxes, so increasing the budget deficit or reducing or, you know, spending more than they're getting in. So in this environment, it's either inflation or growth.
Yes.
And those two policies are kind of pulling at each other in different directions.
Mm.
But now from a monetary policy point of view, the Bank of England just trying to steady the markets, I think. And instead of, like all of the other central banks now, trying to reduce the size of their balance sheets, and they are now saying, okay, we'll buy bonds now just to try and steady the steady the ship for now. So it's a lot of mixed signals, and that's why the IMF, I guess, had to say something.
Mixed signals, because we have seen the bond yields there easing, but then I was actually even surprised that the pound basically stayed steady and that we didn't see more strength on that front. Let's take a look at Barloworld. It came out with its 11-month trading update, a double-digit increase in revenue and operating profit, with Equipment Southern Africa doing quite well in grain as well. We also saw Avis also doing quite well, even though it's not back at pre-pandemic levels, saying that they are continuing to assess the separation of that business. The market liked that, with the share price surging 5%. Are you in agreement with the market's reaction?
Yes, I think the absolute numbers were probably better than the market was looking. There was a fair bit of detail in there, even though it was just an 11-month update. But yeah, the bigger parts of their business, that Equipment Southern Africa doing very well, as you said. And then also they're going to be spinning off Ava still, they said, this year, or trying to, they're trying to sell it or list it. And Avis will have come full circle, because back in the day it was a listed company and then got swallowed up by Barloworld. But I think at the end of the day, broadly positive. As you said, the market liked it, so it was better than expected.
All right, something else that you like, your stock pick for today?
In the semiconductor space, semiconductor stocks have been smashed this year, 40-50% down. In our global equity portfolio, we own Nvidia for a. It's got its own little niche. But I like ASML, Dutch-based company. They make the machines that make the semiconductors. And they're pretty high-end, high-tech stuff. And, they have their own technology there that nobody else really has. So they've got their own moat. And we're going to need semiconductors. They go into everything. So while we've taken a big dip this year, I think we'll see some growth coming through.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time and for joining us in studio, Craig, as always. That was Craig Pfeiffer from Sasfin Wealth.